Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I am going to shift gears on you with today's program, and I'm invited a special guest on. Yes, I know they're all special, but it's really true. And his name is Robert Lara. He goes by Bob. And he has a very interesting project. It's called the Retirement Project, retirementproject.org. And he's written a book, ready for this one? Naked Retirement. That's pretty provocative. I like that. But he has spent a lot of time helping people and done research on people making the transition into retirement. So this one, Mom, this one's for you. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I shouted out to my mom there because, you know, she said, nobody tells you how much work it is to kind of figure out what you're going to do once you retire.
You know, it really is. Retirement has changed, and people are actually coming to terms with the fact that they do have to plan beyond the dollars and cents. So it is a very popular topic.
And she said, somebody needs to write a book on that. And I said, well, guess what, Mom? Somebody did, and his name's Bob Lara. So welcome to the program. You're a syndicated columnist for Forbes?
I am. I write for Forbes, Financial Advisor Magazine. I write for freelance for Bankrate and some other places as well.
So. Outstanding. Well, congratulations on that. And so basically your concept here with the Naked Retirement is about helping people learn how to replace their work identity, stay active and involved, and live and enjoy a meaningful retirement. So how do people do that?
Well, you know, it's really important because it's just something people don't really think about. They get, you know, really wound up about the dollars and cents. And David, I'm sure you've seen as well that some people are very successful when they make that transition, and they're kind of, it's very easy for them, and they have a good network of friends, and they know what they want to do, and other people struggle. So that was kind of my motivating factor to find out, why were some people successful and other people weren't? And it just boils down to really taking the time to think about, like, okay, all of a sudden, I'm not this person, and this is not who I identify with. And how do I take those extra steps? It really just boils down to similar stuff that we do as business owners, kind of putting together a strategic plan of how am I going to fill my time with meaningful tasks? How do I stay connected to friends? And, of course, how do I stay physically fit and active? And the book and the workshops and things we do take people through specific exercises to really help them get a better sense of what they want to do with all this newfound time.
I think that's brilliant, Bob. If you said to me, take the financial planner out of David, what's left? You know, what else? I mean, obviously, there's a lot more to me than just my financial planning work, but, you know, what would I do? And, you know, I'm sure you've heard this time and time again, after cruising and playing golf and doing all these things that are pent-up vacation time in effect, you know, after about 6 months, people say, now what?
You're exactly correct. I think what's interesting is advisors are the gatekeepers to retirement. And so it's kind of interesting that more and more, you know, soon-to-be and existing retirees are looking to advisors to, you know, help with the tools and resources with, you know, what do I do next? And it's really just kind of challenging those questions and saying, you know, how do you want to spend your time? Because I think, too, as an industry, a lot of times we'll do a retirement plan and say,
sure,
you know, what are you going to do 20 or 30 years from now? But when you back into it, retirement can change very quickly. So it's about, what are the most important things for you and doing those things up front instead of hoping you can do them later?
That's so true, Bob. And, you know, I build that with the financial plannings I do for people where, you know, that we know they're going to be the most active during the first 10 to 15 years and then they're going to start slowing down. And so we build a plan to reflect that instead of having all the money at the back of the plan. We kind of front load a little bit because at some point they're going to trade that jet ski in for the lazy boy.
And it's about the no regrets retirement plan. And that's exactly, you know, people say, oh, you're going to live on 60 or 70% of your income, but you know it could be 100 or 110% those first few years, and it's critical to gather those experiences because as you gather new experiences, new knowledge, and new relationships, that's what's going to foster you to have a long, healthy retirement.
Well, and you know what else? There's, of course, for every story of the person that lives to 99, there's also some of the unfortunate and sad stories of the person that only, you know, had 1 year of retirement, and that was it. I've seen both.
Exactly, and that's what you want to... It's hard to have that conversation, though, because you know... And for example, I met with a guy who, you know, up here in Michigan, you know, we've got the big three, and a lot of people work in factories, and, you know, I was working with one gentleman, and right away, you could tell he was just so connected to his job. He'd worked there for 40 years.
Wow.
All his friends were at work. It was all he did. He stepped away, and it wasn't but 3 years before... health, everything else just got the best of them because he didn't have those relationships extend outside of the workplace. And he had plenty of money, but money doesn't buy happiness or health.
No, it doesn't. And people need to get on with it, so to speak. I tell you what I'm going to do, Bob. I'm going to hit you up for buying cases of your books. And then when I get done doing the financial plan, I'll say, okay, now you need to read this book. So, ladies and gentlemen, the website for our program today is retirementproject.org, and there's lots of good information about what Bob is doing there. Bob, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Lahr has joined us on the program today. The website, retirementproject.org. You can order the books. I'm going to ask Bob for a quantity discount after the program's over. But I really am serious. You know, this is such an important part. We do talk about it with my clients, but you're really hitting a very important part of this retirement planning because, you know, with life expectancy going so far for so many people, and routinely I meet with people, Bob, that have family histories of longevity, and of course with the current health care that we enjoy, which is better than the previous generation or two, that they could exceed those existing genetic longevities by 10 or more years. So you got people living to 100 and retire at 60, 65. You're talking about a long time. You may be retired longer than you worked.
Yeah, and it catches people by surprise. And really what you tend to find is people who aren't prepared turn, you know, for lack of a better term, into just kind of putzes. They kind of putz around the house. They turn a one-hour task into a two- or three-hour task, and they don't have really any direction. And it's a sad state of affairs because what happens if you don't do this type of planning is what I call the dark side of retirement.
Mm.
It's where addiction, depression, and even suicide can creep into people's lives because they're not going out. They're not learning new things. They're not meeting with friends. They don't have something they're getting up for. And again, you know, when you're retired, every day is a Friday at 5 o'clock.
Exactly. Well, you know, it strikes me, Bob, as you started describing that, I knew exactly where you're going to head. And I was thinking, this reminds me of a country song. You know, this killing time is killing me. I'm drinking myself blind. I mean, it's a sad, sad thing. And this also probably has a big contribution to what has emerged as what's called the graying of divorce, which is, you know, older couples who have been together 20, 30, 40 years getting divorced late in life. And this probably has something to do with it.
It has a lot to do with it. And what you typically find is that too many people have put their marriage on the back burner for career and family. And all of a sudden, they're waking up kind of to the fact. I've got a guide out there that you can, it's at retirementproject.org. It's free. It's called How to Prepare Your Marriage for Retirement. Because a lot of times, people don't even have the basic conversation of, honey, are we going to have lunch together every day or not? And as simple as that sounds, it gets worse from that point. And we all have assumptions and ideas about what retirement is going to look like, but oftentimes people don't take the time to talk about everyday life and how it affects it.
Well, and of course, you know, we've had multiple shows on this program about communication, especially between couples and their money, but it's not just about the money. It's how they're going to spend the money. It's how they're going to spend their time. And this shift to retirement, I just met with a couple. They are kind of making a kind of a hurry up decision about what they want to do about their retirement. And I had to move my schedule around a little bit to see them. And I'm thinking myself, as you and I are having this conversation, they're the first one I need to get a copy of your book to, because they need to really think about, okay, what are you going to do, especially when they don't retire at the same time?
You know, that's what we call out of sync retirement. And so there's in sync and out of sync. And a lot shifts with that, you know, depending upon who's retiring first. We also know a couple factors with that men, you know, stereotypically are the early breadwinners, and women tend to stay home to take care of the kids. But once the kids leave, a lot of women reestablish their careers, and by the time maybe the husband's ready to retire, she's just gotten her career back to the point where she's gotten it to. And so
exactly,
there can be a tricky situation that isn't just, hey, we're retiring and let's go and let's assume everything's going to work, because it just doesn't work out that way.
Very good. Very good point, Bob. Bob Lahr is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. The website for the program where we'd like you to go as you're listening is retirementproject.org. Quick break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back with Bob Lahr, our guest today, website, retirementproject.org, and the book, Naked Retirement. You know, I thought on the break, Bob, I got one for you. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Retirement out of sync? Watch out, because your marriage could be in the drink.
Very
I know.
Creative.
I know. That's very. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I write all my own material. But it's a real reality, and I have seen that, and I know you have, with the later life divorces and the fighting and the difficulties. And so all of these things are things that I think the message for people is that if you're going to take the time, which of course us financial planners stress all the time to people, that you take the time to plan your retirement, you know, more time than you take to plan your vacation is our goal, that you also take the same type of deliberate effort, the strategic plan, if you will, to work through all these things and how you're going to stay active and be engaged. Do you want to volunteer? Do you want a second career? Do you want to go sit on a bunch of boards? What will you do other than, as you said, putz around the house?
Well, I think it's really important. I think that, again, I compare, you know, kind of retirement planning to marriage to a certain extent as well, you know, because a lot of times people get overwhelmed. And retirement planning and retirement, as you know and described it, is a process. And so you could never have your entire married life planned out on your wedding day. It usually just doesn't work out like that. And it's the same for retirement. So you want to stay flexible, but again, be going through, you know, have something that you're doing. One of the things I suggest in the book is to develop what I call a curious list, and just writing down things that you're curious about.
I like that.
And hanging it on your fridge, because curiosity causes motivation, so you want to do something about it. And again, they're great time fillers and a great way to you know, address a passion or a hobby, and it's not a to-do list or a bucket list. It's just saying, I'm curious, and it gives you some direction every single day. And that's what it's really about putting little things in your life that will allow you to be successful during the extra time that you have.
I like that a lot, Bob. I think that makes sense, because I think once people get through that initial, oh, okay, I'm finally rested and I've slept to 9 o'clock for 6 months, okay, then they're kind of getting stir crazy and they're looking around and going, okay, now what?
Right, the honeymoon's over, and you know the guy at Home Depot doesn't want to talk to you for that long. you know, and it really does boil down to it's why one of the things too, I always talk about keeping good relationships with all the professionals, you know,
yeah.
So you've got your insurance and financial guy to come in and talk about all those things, ask good questions, and, you know, go inside the bank and find ways to occupy your time that are healthy and don't just overburden certain people.
Yeah. And that's a great message, Bob. Yes. Let the financial planner do their job, but I don't want to see you every month, and we don't need to go through everything all again every month because you're just bored. We work on getting the fluorescent tan in my office. You go out and get the real tan. Okay.
I like that.
I'll get you a travel agent. We'll get you some things to do, but yeah, the curious list. I like that a lot. That's a very good way of putting it. What are some of the, I wanted to ask, what are some of the things that you've seen kind of trip people up in this process, or maybe questions that they can ask themselves to help bring some of this into focus?
Well, I think one of the biggest issues that people don't realize about retirement is there's nothing magical about it. You don't all of a sudden cross this amazing line and hear some hallelujah music in the background and everything is great. It can actually make things worse. And so my big thing for a lot of people is to really focus on what's causing stress or anxiety in your life. Because if it's causing stress and anxiety before you retire, it could get worse because you have more time and less distractions to deal with it. A simple question to ask, David, what's one thing you hope no one finds out about your retirement plan? In my workshops and in my book, I also ask the question, if you retire and you go on your retirement cruise and you're left stranded on a desert island, this brings you a huge amount of relief because you don't have to deal with X.
Ah.
And that could be money. It could be a relationship. It could be an obligation. But when you pinpoint that fact, it's time to start working towards that instead of avoiding it or hoping it just goes away.
Well, you've stripped the onion back, but and again, this is something that's kind of a self exploration, and it's I'm sure you have this in the book Naked Retirement. It's on the website robertlara.com and retirementproject.org. But this is something, Bob, where you've really stripped it back and said, look, these are things that are things unique you can identify. You don't have to make some big public confession about these things. These are things just to be very aware of as you are about to make this transition. Maybe even do it. This isn't just for people who have said, okay, I put in my 2 weeks notice. Now let me read Bob's book. This is something, you know, years out that people can do so they can start working on some of these things so that they're not working harder on them, you know, in retirement.
Well, and here's the real trick. This is the secret behind it all. Retirement's a metaphor for life. And sometimes we as advisors and as a writer or a speaker, we have to put it in a context that people understand. But there's nothing in my book, Retirement Project, there's nothing that we haven't talked about today. People should be doing this type of analysis, whether they're 5 days away from retirement or 5 years. Eliminating stress, getting healthy, connecting with friends. You know, one of the interesting things, if you ask most people, when's the last time you made a new friend? I mean, most people haven't made a new friend in years. All of a sudden, you're going to go from an average of 22 interactions a day with people down to 10 or 11, and they're going to be of lesser quality. Work forces you to interact with other people.
Isn't that interesting? You know what struck me is we work really hard at accumulating assets for retirement. We better accumulate friends for retirement.
And history shows it. Research shows it, that the stronger your network of friends, the longer you'll live. And that's, again, important. But again, thinking about, you know, a lot of us have some friends like Debbie Downer who, you know, you get them on the phone and you say, how's it going? And 20 minutes later, you make up an excuse to get off because they're just telling you all the bad things in the world. That's not who you want to surround yourself with. So thinking about happy, vibrant,
and younger than you, too, right?
Because they want to keep you. You know, that's not as big of a deal as much as just you want people who want to be out and doing things, not sitting in the rocking chair and, you know, watching, you know, a political show and saying everything is a conspiracy.
Oh, that's very good, Bob. Very good. Okay, we're going to take another quick break. Bob Lahr is our guest, retirementproject.org. Naked Retirement's the book. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Lahr has been our guest on the program today. He's doing a great job of helping us get a little insight into this whole transition of moving from the work environment to retirement, or perhaps having a spouse moving from that environment to retirement with you, and all of the things that go with that. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, Bob, because we have a couple minutes left here. You've studied and looked at this whole area. We talk about, you know, obviously having a happy and long retirement. And that's having friends, and that's having activities and the things we've talked about. But help us to really kind of draw this connection between that longevity and having all these things put in place. I mean, in other words, let's seal the deal here. What is it that really people need to be thinking about as they draw that connection and how that's going to sustain them in their retirement?
You know, really kind of a simple analogy is if you only had 24 hours to live, don't, you know, answer the question, what would you do? What would you regret not doing? What dreams, what hopes would go unfulfilled? When you put something like that into perspective, the things that are most important to you are going to rise to the top. Instead of this generic, hey, what is retirement about? Is retirement long walks on the beach and watching your kids graduate from Harvard? That's what the media wants you to represent.
Sure.
We need to move away from the things that we as a society used to judge and compare ourselves to when it comes to retirement, to what's important to us. And so it's looking at those things and then capturing and surrounding yourself with the right people. That includes the right professionals, including financial planners, attorneys, and lawyers, but also a therapist, a travel group, you know, family and friends. And so it's a comprehensive approach to retirement that they need to look at, not only just the dollars and cents.
I couldn't agree more, Bob, and I can tell you, I'm going to make sure that one of my newest and best friends when I go to retirement is going to be my travel agent. That's who I want to be friends with. But you're exactly right. It's about making all those connections and really being clear about what it is that you will most, if I didn't get to do, that you would have the most regret about. And, you know, there's the old cliche that nobody's tombstone ever said, gosh, if I'd only worked harder or longer.
You got it.
Right? It's people having hopes of what they would like to have done differently or what they would, they're glad that they did, that they hope they're not going to be regretting that they didn't do. I love it. It makes sense to me. Bob Lahr, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. He has written the book, Naked Retirement. The website is retirementproject.org. I'm going to hit you up, Bob, for the case of books to start giving to my clients, and it's been a pleasure to have you on the program.
I appreciate the opportunity, David, and I hope the listeners get some value out of it.
Oh, they will, and we'll make sure they do, and we'll put it on our website as well. Thanks again for being on the program.
Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio. Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.